Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network, talking now with Katie Johnson with DeKalb Asgrow here at the Big Iron Farm Show. Katie, it's great to catch up with you here at Big Iron, and I bet it's got to feel good to be back out here at the show this year.
Yeah, it really does feel good. You know, I just kind of had a year off last year, and to be back in the in our building here visiting with customers and just kind of sensing the excitement with harvest coming here, and just being able to talk seed again is always exciting.
Well, let's talk a little bit about harvest. You mentioned that. Just real briefly, what are you hearing from your customers across the region? Are we seeing any early harvest results, or what are some things that they're thinking about here as they get ready to really hit the fields hard in the next few weeks?
Yeah, so there's been a few guys that have that popped in that have maybe taken a couple fields of soybeans off. It's been pretty quiet for the most part as far as a whole lot of acres been combined. But overall, soybean yields are pretty variable. You know, they're anywhere from single digits to up to the 50s. So, you know, if you're getting 40 bushel right now, some guys are pretty happy with that. But across the board, just a lot of variability based on where you hooked rains and where you didn't. So trying to stay positive and looking for some good yields as well, but obviously with the lack of moisture, times could be a little tough in some spots.
Yeah, and obviously it's a case of the haves and the have-nots here. It's been that way all year long, and we hope for a good, smooth harvest either way. And then obviously we have to think about next year. And 2022, you know, I think a lot of us want to put the dry weather behind us. We want to think about products for next year. Talk about some of the products with DeKalb Asgrow that you're really excited about going into next year.
Yeah, we're really excited. We got a pretty fairly big sized launch class from the DeKalb side of things. Where I sell anywhere from 81 day corn up to all the way to 100 day. And so we have quite a few new RM or products in that 90, 92 day, 94 day for DeKalb. Specifically, we have a new 92 day DeKalb 4265 that's looking really well in plots. And we're pretty excited about that one. And just overall, last year we had a new one, 89, 39, 50. Is the name of that one, and overall just its agronomics are really solid, and we're pretty excited about the yield potential there. From a soybean standpoint, obviously people are pretty aware of the new trait launch with the Xtend Flex, and so rolling out, you know, across our whole lineup is a big change, obviously. And so our big seller will really be that 03XF2, really solid across the board, really broad acre adaption. IDC is excellent, and I think we're gonna be excited about the results on that one too.
Well, a lot of decisions being made here, not only with harvest, but obviously getting ready for next year. And I know if producers want to learn more about some of the new hybrids, have questions, need a little help during harvest with questions, whatever the case may be, I'm sure they could contact their local DeKalb Asgrow rep or go online, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us online. Obviously, they're buying their seed through their local retailer, dealer as well. And I know their agronomists are always super excellent about going out and helping with placement ideas and things like that. So never hesitate to pick up the phone or give us a call, and we're happy to answer any questions you might have.
Katie, appreciate a few minutes of your time here at the Big Iron Farm Show. Thanks for talking with us on the American Ag Network, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.